We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Marks and Reese on a terrible, rainy, snowy, icy Tuesday. Johnny Marks, Ikey Reese. What's up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, it's Tuesday, and we kind of move into the rest of this week, the Bryce Harper watch continues here, Ike.
Yes, sir.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, some more news coming out and people speaking about it, and it seems like it's down to the Phillies and the Giants. But so here's the deal, right? Like, the Phillies want Bryce Harper. I think everybody knows that, right? But does Bryce Harper want the Phillies, and what is it going to take to get Bryce Harper? I think you can look at it two ways here. Like, the Phillies have had a good offseason already, right? I mean, this isn't their one move that they're waiting for, and if they don't make it, then they're screwed. But they also have, looks like the guy that they've circled from day one, that this is the major piece of the franchise, right? Mm-hmm. The Phillies, we don't know what their offer is. We don't know what the San Francisco Giants offer is, but the Phillies really have to decide, all right, are we going to improve our offer? Are we going with what we have? Are we going to go over the top to try to get Bryce Harper? Because if you really want them, you make an offer that they can't refuse. You go over the top and say, what would you say an offer that you couldn't refuse on Bryce Harper is?
Well, I mean, for him, anything that's $35 million plus per year, I would imagine.
Like
nine, 10 years, yeah.
Eight for 320, around $40 million a year.
That's $40 million a year, yeah.
Or something like that. If you want to roll the dice and say, like, all right, well, we put out our best offer and accept it or don't, then don't be surprised when he goes to the Giants, right? So, I mean, here's really the question, and this isn't about Matt Klentak anymore. Matt Klentak may be looking at things differently. He might be looking at it and saying, like, all right, we feel like this is the best offer. We don't want to bid against ourselves. We don't want to do that. This is the best offer. We know it's more years and more money than what the Giants are offering, so take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need to overpay to get a player. Is John Middleton willing to be Philadelphia's version of George Steinbrenner and get the player that we think the franchise really, really wants and overpay?
Well, if you really want him, you have to. I mean, if you really want him, if you really want to bring Bryce Harper here, then you give him an offer he can't refuse. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You know, when you and I think everyone would agree that if you look at the roster right now, we feel a lot better with this roster coming in to the 2019 season, spring training-wise, than we did when the 2018 season ended. That's fine. But we still don't feel like they're playoff contenders. Yeah, are you a better team than one of the worst run-scoring teams than you were last year? Yeah, it's not that hard to be much better than you were last year. You didn't score a whole lot. You know, you did a whole lot with smoking mirrors last year. That's why no one bought into what they were doing from a fan's perspective as to whether or not it was sustainable. Now, Bryce Harper is the type of name and player that you'd add to the players that you've added this offseason, to the young talent you've already decided are going to at least be building blocks for this season. You add a Bryce Harper to that mix, that lifts the level of play of everyone in the lineup. It lifts the level. And that's why you can never undersell the importance of a star player and what that guy does. It's no different than T.O. We didn't need T.O. to win.
Right.
But we thought we did.
He didn't hurt, that's
no,
for sure.
No, exactly. But we thought we did. And the fact that you added him, it released all sorts of pressure from our team as about whether or not we could win the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we were a good team. We knew we didn't play our best in those championship games. Not that those teams were better than us. They were better than us on those days, on those particular days. But adding T.O., it lifted the level of play of all of us. And that's what a guy like Bryce Harper does to your lineup.
Well, how about the fan base?
I mean, well, to me, that goes without question with the fans. You put fannies in the seats.
But with T.O., like you had said, You guys probably go to the Super Bowl anyway, even without T.O.
Yeah, we just play we just don't beat ourselves in the championship game. We could have gone as multiple Super Bowls.
But
yeah,
then you don't have...
By the way, we did it without T.O.
The year of T.O. Yes, you did. He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Then you don't have the T.O. You don't have training camp. You don't have T.O. You don't have the excitement of the season. You're right. I think you go to the Super Bowl anyway. You don't have the excitement of the season. So really, it comes down to if you want the player, are you willing to overspend, like really overspend, not be smart about your dollars, not say, hey, I'm not bidding against myself. Should John Middleton say, hey, Matt Klentak, I got this. Let's go 8 for $320. Yeah, but Mr. Middleton, no, I don't care. Listen, we want this player 8 years, $320 million. Just get it done. Oh, but who cares? Get it done. Or do you say no? Put together the best offer that you think that's out there. And if he doesn't want to come, he doesn't want to come. You don't overpay a guy that much just to get him here. It has to make sense. You don't win just because Bryce Harper comes here. There's the two schools of thought. And honestly, Ike.
Yeah, you don't win what, a World Series? Yeah, that may be true, but you win baseball games.
You can, but signing Bryce Harper doesn't give them 95 wins. They still have to.
Sure they do. That's what anybody. I mean, of course, but that's the idea. You don't say you don't bring in Roy Halladay because it doesn't help you win.
Right, but you also have to look at it and say $40 million a year for 8 years now instead of having some flexibility, or maybe you take that $40 million and you make yourself better in two different spots with a pitcher and a position player.
That's the great thing about baseball. There is no cap.
I really want Bryce Harper here of the players that are available. But if the guy's more worried about the money, the dollar signs, than he is about winning and coming to Philly, then I'm not going to overpay to force him to come here. Because there is a contract out there that he's gonna have to take that he can't say no to. And I don't want a guy that's just coming here for money. Period.
Well, what else? Why else would he come here?
Because he wants to win. It's an attractive place for him. He likes to play in the city of Philadelphia. He thinks that the team is good. He wants to be a part of something.
No, that's what he's going to say after he signs with whomever he signs with. You're paying for that. You're paying for those words. I came here. I love the organization and bright future. Talk about doing a nice little brush up on the young players and give a nice – man, no, we gave you the most money. That's why you came here.
Not the Giants.
That's why you came here. Well, I mean, if the Phillies don't want to give him $35 million a year and the Giants do, then that's the Phillies' fault.
The reporting now is the Giants are offering less years and probably maybe more money per year, but it's definitely less years. It's less overall money than what the Phillies are offering. But that's not going to be enough if you're the Phillies. Just to stick with your offer. If you want to make sure you're getting the player, especially because he most likely, all else being equal, would rather go to San Francisco or stay out west. They're in spring training in Arizona. That's another 2 months of the year where he's near his home in Las Vegas. It's more convenient. It's probably where he would rather play is the West Coast.
Listen, he's not turning down $35 to $40 million a year for 8 years. He's not turning that down.
Right, I agree.
So then offer it.
Nah, see, I don't want this to be all about money with him. This is just a strict money grab to where if all else is equal or all else is close, he doesn't want to be here, then just go somewhere else.
Well, what else would it be about? Winning? What winning have they done around here?
Well, what winning has the Giants done in the last few years?
No, we're talking about what is he going to come to the Phillies, the Giants versus the Phillies?
Well, I'm talking about in the last – the Phillies right now are better set up to win than the Giants are. Right now they are.
I don't know that.
Well, I do.
How do you know that?
Well, because they have a better team. They have better players on the team.
The Phillies do.
The Giants suck, yeah.
Okay. We say that now. You add Bryce Harper to the mix. Who knows what that does to their lineup?
So here's the question.
Who knows what that does to their lineup? If you're telling me that adding Bryce Harper doesn't make the Phillies a better team, doesn't add 10 more wins to the lineup, then why are we even talking about Bryce Harper?
So 888-729-9494. So here's the question. And by the way, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, is going to join us. We spoke to him already. We'll play a cut from our conversation where he talks about whether or not he thinks John Middleton will go over the top and make that kind of an offer. And we'll play that coming up right after this. But would you overpay? Jack Fritz is with us all week. What's the Twitter question? Because I can't, for some reason, it's not allowing me to log in to my Twitter question.
Should the Phillies overpay for Bryce Harper? Do what it takes and overpay and bring in the guy they want.
Yeah.
Mark's and Reese True to Poll question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Love's in the air. Wow her this Valentine's Day with a gift from Mark's Jewelers. Tell them that John sent you online, marks-jewelers.com. No.
Game is about stars, big fella.
If you already have the best offer and you have the most money out there, then that's enough. All right, you stay with that. Don't be ridiculous and bid against yourself just because if he wants to come here, you can come here.
Here's why it's not enough. Because if he's willing to take a shorter term deal for about the same amount of money, then obviously being on the West Coast for the same amount of money is more appealing than playing here. So you're going to have to give him more to come here just so that he can realize what he's missing.
I agree.
You don't have World Series trophies floating around the building everywhere where the Phillies sell themselves. So that means you got to pay a little more to get him to come here to see what it is that you're trying to sell him.
Just to get him here, you're right. You're gonna have to up your offer.
So
you're gonna have to go over the top.
Then that's what you got to do. Or don't. First of all, don't put out there that you're gonna spend stupid money. And secondly, you know, don't put out there like you're trying to play with the big boys when you really aren't.
All right, we'll start on the phone lines coming up next. 888-729-9494. If he doesn't want to come here. And it's all about money, then take the Giants offer and we'll move on very happily. 888-729-9494. What Bob Nightingale said, does he think the owner of the Phillies will go over the top and make that? That's coming up next on Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.